What we've been happy to see the many ships that have been coming. We are up with our numbers. I think this year is going to exceed 700,000 in terms of passengers. We're looking to get to the million mark in the next 3 years and sort of keep it there for a little bit. But we are happy that today, on the just 2 days before anniversary for the Pier Park side, remember the dock was opened in April of 2015. A year later from last year, February, we are seeing the anniversary of the landside development, which is beautiful. A gentleman just stopped me, in a, as you can see, in his little driving cart. And said he's so pleasantly surprised. He was here 2 years ago, and now he's back and was surprised to see the beautiful Pier Park development. So the guests are happy. That's the most important thing. They come and they enjoy. I am pleasantly surprised to see how many guests today are actually in the park and mingling in the park. Sometimes they come and get on tours and go and then get back to the ship. But today there are lots of them mingling, shopping. And of course, I'm concerned to make sure that our vendors on the park and at Craft Alive can benefit from the visits, as well as the taxis and all the other destinations outside of the Pier Park. So we're very happy about it. It's going well. It's a successful investment. We are very pleased that we have made it. And you know, nothing, as I tell everybody, nothing happens overnight. And then the success of it in terms of financial doesn't happen in the same year. So over the next 5-10 years, we expect to see a lot of benefits to the territory, and by which time we hope we'd have finished paying our bills or debt, and that the people of the territory can really benefit from this in the long run. So we're very excited about it. The investment was worth it. We want to make sure the guests enjoy it. We also want to make sure our people benefit from it. And the tourism on the whole will continue to grow in the BVI, not just on the cruise side of it, but the overnight visitors who come and enjoy the territory. So hooray to the Tortola Pier Park team for doing a very good job. The Port Authority, Al Henley and his team, and the Pier Park side, Donna Regis and her team, who have been doing a very good job. And as we learn, we make mistakes on certain things, but as we learn, we keep correcting, and over time we will do a good job. I know to all of the trade shows that I go to, and I'm going to one on the 13th of March in Fort Lauderdale again, but to all of the trade shows that I go to, there are rave reviews about the BVI and the Newport and all of that. So we are glad that we are back in the business, in the cruise business.